Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Mad Living Legends? For some reason, the opening audio that Jordan created that he's so fond of did not load up at the beginning, didn't give me an option. So we're going to go a cappella without the background noise. I think Jordan's already called him. I got one caller waiting. I'm pretty sure it's him. I'll bring him on here in a second. As soon as I get done, kind of previewing everything we're going to go over. We're just going to review everything that's happened the last few days. We've had a lot of noise, a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to run through that real quick, run through some rule changes, things that, like I said, things that have happened the last few days. Talk about our Super Bowl winner, you know, the playoffs in general. And talk about the plan going forward for this season coming up and the rest of our off season. And if we got time, try to answer as many questions or anything anybody's confused about, you know, in grouping. There is a number here. It's Jordan's area code, but I don't know for sure that it's him. So I'm going to find out who this is. Hopefully it's him. We'll see.
Hey, I ain't going to use my own minutes.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to use my own minutes. I'm going to use my work minutes. What's going on?
Not much. So with you?
People would say, well, I think that I'm labbing right now. I'm trying to learn how to play this game. Other people would just say I'm wasting my time. So whatever you want to call it. Trying to learn it a little bit as we go.
Every dog has a stink. That's all you got to keep telling yourself.
I think you're being too nice. Anyways, this is your show. I'm just going to chime in and let you know how I feel about certain things. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's start off with the beginning. It's kind of what started a lot of this stuff. Playoffs, Super Bowl. Can't say it was much of a surprise. The guy who won the preseason tournament won the Super Bowl. What'd he do? Okay. I actually played him in the regular season. I'm not trying to brag, but I actually shut him out. I beat him 17-0. He's good, but he's definitely beatable. I just think he, during the playoffs, he got really conservative. He relied on his running game. He played good defense. He might have ran too many fullback dives in one particular game. That's, you know, to be determined. I personally did not watch that stream. I sent the link out to everybody so they could watch if they wanted to as I was laying in the bed getting ready to go to sleep. So I didn't watch it. I heard a lot of it after the fact. It's regrettable. I wish I would have watched it because I could have been more concrete on my response to how he played. But he didn't play like that against me. And I know Throat said once, yeah, you're the commissioner. He's not going to play the same way against you that he does everybody else. I hope that's not the case, but I can see where that is a possibility. But, I mean, I sent out the text to everyone in the league saying that this game was being streamed. And he had to have known that everybody was watching based on, you know, people's responses and grouping. So I feel like if he had something to hide, he could have very easily done so. But that's just my take on it. He won the Super Bowl.
I mean, this real thing, I mean, come on, just real quick. Give the guy fucking credit where it's due. I mean, we're in a tough league. I think what is a tough league? We got a lot of good owners. Everybody's in here bitching and moaning about, oh, he does this and that. He won. So give the guy some credit, whether you like it or not. Give him some credit and say, hey, you know, applaud. You know, I've already reached out to him. You know, he's going to get his Super Bowl prize. But, man, there's just so many fucking haters in grouping. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, they are. And they come out of the woodwork, especially during the playoffs, which is why I made the playoffs mandatory streams. Because I know that when it gets deeper into the playoffs and people lose, they get hurt feelings. And then they start throwing stuff out there like that. It happens every time. People get one, two games away from the Super Bowl, and they're so close, and they lose, and they get butt hurt, and they just start saying stuff. And that's exactly why I wanted those games to be mandatory. But, yeah, give him credit, man. Dude won. He said something earlier in the chat that I saw that I thought was on the spot, and he was like, everybody's complaining about, you know, me running fullback dives and me running this, toss sweeps, all this, but how come nobody was scoring on me? He's like, what did your offense do? He's like, was I doing something on defense other than shutting you down? So, I mean, like, he has a point. Like, you have the ball too. You can just, if you want the point of the game, the way you win is score more points. So if you were that worried about his offense, just outscore him. Simple as that. So, I don't know. That's my take on it. Like you said, props to him. He won the first season. I'm going to do my best to make sure he doesn't win my conference again. I was really hoping to play him again because, like I said, I shut him out in the regular season. I was going in high thinking I was going to beat the Titans and play this Ravens guy, and I shut him out last time. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to the Super Bowl. And then I scored 3 points in my divisional game. So, you know, what can you do? Props to Prince for winning the Super Bowl. Like you said, hopefully you can hook him up with something. That's cool. I mean, that's always an extra incentive. But if not, you know, there's a certain amount of pride that goes along with it, too. Because I do think this is a pretty competitive league. But with that being said, it's on to a new day, on to the off season, to the new season. And with that comes a few changes. There are a couple things that people asked me about in the last couple weeks. One being, especially this is pretty relevant during the offseason, position changes. You know, you draft rookies that may not be fitted towards the exact scheme you want to run, like drafting, you know, defensive tackles that might be barely, you know, 300 pounds, you know, 290 something, and you run a 3-4 and you want to move them to the end. That's entirely understandable, and it happens. And just, I don't want to limit that, but I want to keep it within the realm of reality. So I'm going to attempt, as long as I have time, within the next couple of days to make sure that I get a chart at least out there to the general public, if not actually up on our website within the rules somewhere, of a basic breakdown of, you know, what's acceptable at each position. I already had to send a text to somebody today. It wasn't, not going to call anybody out, not going to give specifics, but it was a guy trying to move, you know, a pass rushing DN to D tackle. A lot of people will think it's cheesy. He wasn't really like moving a 240-pound defensive end that's 90 speed to D tackle, because yes, that would obviously be cheesy. It was a little closer to what's kind of reasonable, but I did have to send that text like, hey, you know, he's a little too light, and a little too fast moving to D tackle. People aren't going to like this, so let's move him back. And the guy was like, yeah, that's fine. I understand. I didn't know. And that's why I want to try and get this info out there. I want to try and get, like, a basic little chart put up. You know, it says, hey, you got to weigh this, or he's got to be, you know, this speed or whatever the case may be if you want to move him here and there. So that way people don't have to be wondering what's okay and what's not. That's one thing that people have asked me about. There was another that wasn't monumental, but it's something that was asked of me the other day that I'm going to try and clarify. I'm pretty sure it's in the rules already, just not the clearest. And I didn't really plan this radio show out too far ahead of time, so I didn't make my notes like I normally do, so I'm really trying to remember what it is off the top of my head.
Was it the stream stuff?
No, it wasn't something we took a vote on today, because I'm going to touch on those two here in a second just to make sure everybody's clear on them. It was something else that really didn't need to be voted on. It was something that was already in the rules and everybody was okay with. It was just worded kind of weird. And I was going to make it clear, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. Anyway, the bottom line is before the next season starts and you play a game, everybody just take a look at the rules, read through them, make sure everything's good, you understand everything. I'm going to put the two newest ones that we actually voted on, I'm going to put those somewhere obvious, not hidden amongst the rules. I might put them, you know, on that first rules section on Daddy Leagues at the top in red. And on our homepage, I might do it under the blog section, the MML blog. I'll do one just basically on the rule changes so everybody's got quick access to it so you don't have to read through the whole thing and find where it's at and stuff like that. But just be aware it's coming. Everybody needs to double check to make sure that it's updated on the rules.
The other thing, like you were mentioning, the stream thing and the big fiasco that came out of random pullback dive so much. I sent text to everyone. The stream vote was, it wasn't like so close that you could like, you know, couldn't stick a pin needle between it, but it was close. Not everybody voted on it because some people were indifferent. They didn't care, which is okay, I'm fine with. I wasn't going to force everyone to vote on it because some people legitimately just didn't care either way. But we had 23 votes total, I believe. And I think the vote was like 13 to 10 in favor of making every game a mandatory stream. So it's a majority based on public opinion. That's what we're going to try. I don't care who does it, but I do think it's better that we're better off this way because of stuff like that that came up in the playoffs. I didn't have many complaints this past season, but I did have a handful. I had five or six people come to me after a game and say, hey, this dude did this. Hey, this dude threw a touchdown with a minute and 40 seconds left, and he was already up 15. You know, little stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, all I can really do is go ask the other person that's being accused what their side of the story is. And if they don't say, oh, yeah, I did it, I fucked up, I'm sorry, and they say, well, I didn't do that shit, I can't really do anything because I don't have any proof. I can't go check the stats and see that they threw a touchdown, you know, at this point. It just basically shows me when they scored and that they scored. I can't see any of that stuff. So without proof, I'm powerless to do anything. I can't just take one person's word for it. So if we stream every game, that won't be a problem, okay? And it will more than likely keep people more on the sim side of play calling because they know all of their games are streamed. If you want them recorded, I showed one owner in our league earlier how to do this. You can go to, if you have Twitch, I know you can do it on Ustream, but I don't exactly know how to get to it. If you have Twitch, you can go to your settings and set it to archive every time you record or every time you stream. So it will record your streams. They only stay on your archive for like, I think 14 days or so. But that's plenty of time in case, you know, you need to come to me and be like, hey, I just played this game. So-and-so was doing this. I can go to your archive and look at it and be done with it in 10 minutes. I can watch it, and there's no asking the other players on what they did because I could see it for myself. So that's something I want to try and get towards because that will help this whole process out, and it will keep people in check. Anything you want to say on that? Because I know you didn't vote that way.
I say what the fuck to you because most of us are all grown-ass men, and you know, we can't expect Mullins, and this is kind of the reason why I didn't want to do the commish thing anymore, because I had to deal with this all the time, especially early in the commish days, where guys would be like, well, he's doing this or running the same plays. Well, I mean, if you're a lobby player in this league, maybe you shouldn't play in this league, and I've said that from day one, and Throd made that comment today, and we're going to do whatever we need to do to keep the integrity of the league. But we're grown men here, and Mullins should not have to watch a game, you know, or stop whatever he's doing. You know, he's got a family. We all got lives and families. That's full of people and what he's trying to do. To hear that you even had five or six just blows my mind. I mean, we're all grown-ass men, like I said. I mean, it's neither here nor there, but understand that we have lives. We don't need to sit and group me all day. We got jobs. Let's just move forward and make it a solid league, you know, the way it has been. I mean, there should be no complaints.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And for the most part, the complaints that I did get were mostly about, you know, somebody running up the score at the end of the game. They were maybe, I can't really count them off the top of my head because I don't know that for a fact, but there weren't many. There might have been one or two about actual specific gameplay or a certain tactic that might have been borderline. Didn't come up often, but
like I said, just for possibility of it happening, I would prefer to just be able to look at the evidence instead of dealing with this whole back and forth thing for days. I don't want to be doing it every game, like you said. I don't have time to be doing it every game. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you just get beat, take your lumps like a man and move on. Every time you get beat, I'm not going to go check the video to make sure that you weren't getting cheated, because you just probably need to be in a lab like Jordan was earlier, if that's the case. The other vote about, and it's funny too, as big of a deal as this seemed coming out of the Super Bowl and coming out of the conference championship, everybody was in there talking about it, about how this was cheesy, he ran this too many times, he did this, he only ran like 2 plays. I sent out the text for the vote. More people voted on this than the stream thing, but it still wasn't 100%, which kind of bothers me. But it was about 27 of us, 27 out of 32 people. And I didn't count myself because I didn't vote, so guess me, 27 out of 31. So 4 people didn't vote. It was an absolute landslide. I think there was only 2 people out of the 27 that voted that they did want to limit it to 1 play per possession. So even though it was such a big deal, nobody thought that needed to be done. So just goes to show you, like I said, when the playoff time comes around, people get hurt feelings. They just throw words out there. They overreact a little bit. At the end of the day, everybody thought the rules were fine and nothing needs to be done. So that's where we're at with that.
Well, you know, Mark, it's like this. Half of the league are guys like me who go 3-13 or 4-12 or whatever they do, because they'll hit coach's suggestion because they don't really give a shit. They just enjoy the game. And that's like me. That's how I am. I'm not in it to fucking, to run the same plays. But I have noticed, like, in my playbook, I'll hit coach suggestion, and I'll just pick the play that looks the nicest. That's that, the 3 that it gives you. And most of the time, if not all the time, you're going to see the same play. And fuck, I'm not going to sit there and monitor every time I run a halfback toss or whatever. I'm just going to run it. And people should know the difference between running that play all the time and then running it a couple times. So there should be no reason. And I'm glad it was a landslide, because that's ridiculous, I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah. I was really resistant to even entertain the notion of doing that till people were getting aggravated, because I was kind of trying to shut it down from the beginning. But then I was like, okay, I had full confidence that it was going to get voted, that it was going to get voted to not do it. So that's why I was like, okay, if you want to take a vote. Somebody said, well, at least go take a vote. I said, okay, well, we'll take a vote. I guarantee it won't pass, but I'll do it, because that's the democratic way. If it passed, yeah, I would have changed the rule, and we would have had to learn to play by that. But I was 99.99999% positive that our league was not going to vote it that way, because that's a little too specific, a little, it's too much monitoring, too much control over an offense. No game is the same. I mean, if this was like Tecmo Bowl in 1990, it'd be different. You only have like 5 players you can choose. But every game is different. Every situation plays out differently within the game. Everybody plays different tactic-wise. I know there's certain people that I play in this league and in other leagues where they literally, every time you come to the line of scrimmage, they will take their D-line and pinch them in, because I just don't want to get run up the middle on. Okay, that's fine. But if I play you and you're going to do that literally every play, I'm probably going to run outside runs. So if I run stretches and tosses all game, change your tactic up. Like, I'm not going to run right into where your defense is stacked up at. That's dumb. So I thought it was an overreaction, and it turned out it was. So that's just my take on that. And I figured I'd explain it to everybody in case there were people that were like, he just didn't want to do it, so he didn't count the votes. I'm giving you specific numbers on what the vote actually was. I went to the rules. I'm scrolling through them real fast. I'm going to bring up what I was forgetting earlier. It was something that came up in Ruben's game versus the Ravens about moving multiple players on defense. Pre-snap, that is. I explained to him a few times, but I just want to make it public for people that didn't see that. The reason I don't like that, and it's a rule that I have adopted from another league that I'm in, every time you get on YouTube to watch a video about, somebody setting up some cheesy nano blitz, it always involves moving manually moving two or three players on defense to set those up. Okay. Granted, he said, well, then just put in the rules, no nano. I understand that, but I can't leave it that simple for the same reason that we just had this whole ordeal with all the voting on the rules. Because if I stay vague in the rules, people claim ignorance, and they do it anyway. So, oh, well, I didn't know I was doing it. Oh, I didn't know it was going to do that. Oh, I didn't know. See, and that's why I avoid the whole situation. You don't have to know if you were doing it or not, because the rule makes it impossible for you to do it, which is why I put it in. So,
and Mullins, I respect you for that, Mullins. And not because Ruben's my boy, but I do have to say, and I'm probably going to answer for a lot of other guys, I personally think, and I'm not going to tell you to change the rule book that I essentially wrote, but I think that if you see a receiver in motion, or if you know you need to man up Gronkowski on the line or whatever, you need to double team, sometimes it could be advantageous to the defense to move a guy. And it has nothing to do with nano in it or trying to sneak the line. It's just, you know, trying to cover your, you know, a double team or whatever. And so I see why Ruben said it, because, well, obviously he was upset because he was losing or he lost. But he thinks that he could have maybe done a little bit different had that didn't happen. So I get it. But I think, like you said, there's going to be a lot of ifs and buts if you do it. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I don't think that you can do it legitimately. I do. I do think, and I have seen people do it, and I don't say anything to them because I noticed the intention. I have seen people where they will switch into, you know, a defender that's lined up in main coverage and just barely move them a couple inches to the inside and then switch off of them just to try and get them positioned right. And I understand why people do that. So I do get what Ruben's saying. I know that there's situations where it would probably be advantageous to the defense, and it's not cheesy at all. But I have to play it on the safe side because of what I said earlier. If I tried to start making exceptions, saying, well, you can do it here, you can't do it here, you can do it this situation, you can't do it this situation, it just opens a huge Pandora's box of, you know, people doing what the hell they want. So I know it sucks. It takes a little bit of adjusting for some people the way they play, but this is me trying to play it safe and keep it to where we don't have to have arguments. Kind of like the way our force down rule was a few years ago, where we basically just said, you don't go for it on fourth down before the fourth quarter. That's the way the rule was written, just to avoid all the headaches and people, you know, doing this and that. And all. That's what this rule is. It's just avoiding somebody accidentally moving players around and they get instant pressure and some guy gets really upset and starts complaining, hey, this dude just nailed me. I literally watched it happen in my other league last year. Like, it lasted for a week. Dude kept coming in there complaining he wanted the other dude kicks from the league for nanoing. And it legitimately was a nano, but I wholeheartedly believe the guy didn't do it on purpose because he's never had a complaint about him before. He doesn't play that way. I played him multiple times. He doesn't do that. It just happened. It was kind of an accident. He was trying to, you know, shift his defense and make an audible, and he was manually moving a guy while he was snapping the ball, and it just kind of created a nano on accident. So it's possible, and that's what I'm trying to avoid.
All right, let me get off this rules page and back to what I was trying to do.
We got about a little over 6 minutes left, so we'll try and get into kind of the forecast for the next few days. I've already seen a few people ask me when the next advance is and how we need to have set advances. I explained that already once too, but I'll run through that real quick. The reason I do the random advances in free agency is because I buy and sell stuff on eBay, and this is what I compare it to because I've seen it happen a million times, and I've done it myself a few times. When you know when it's about to advance and you see that clock down, you know, that countdown on the clock, people will sit there and just watch it until 3 seconds before it expires, and they'll hit the bid button right at the last second. And they'll bid $20 over the other person, whatever the current bid is, just to make sure they get them. I don't want that happening with this. I don't want people sitting there on one player that's, you know, really good, like, you know, there's Nada and Josh Gordon, all these players sitting out there right now. I don't want somebody sitting on Josh Gordon until the time that I have said that everybody knows about, we're going to advance. And then right before, you know, midnight, they, you know, throw an $80 million bid at them, and whoop, there they go, they got them. That's what I want to avoid. That's why I do it that way. So,
well, not only
people ask,
not only that, Mullins, just real quick, you got a lot of guys that'll just sit on that date and that time, and they won't fucking touch the game. They won't take their team serious. And then those will be the same guys that bitch about them not getting their job done. Now, like, in most situations, you know, he's out of town or whatever. But you got so many guys in there that'll just sit around and wait for that time because they know, oh, well, Mullins said he's going to, you know, advance at this time. It's like, come on, man. You're going to be in the league.
Yeah.
Dedicate yourself to it.
And that, too. And I have a feeling that's more or less what people were asking about. They're like, so when's the advance? Because I want to know because I got to go do this and this tomorrow. And I want to know if I need to get my lazy ass up and go make a bid right now before I go to sleep, or if I can wait until 5 o'clock tomorrow and just wait till the last minute. That's probably a lot of it, but I just want to explain my reasoning. So when people complain, they already know. And if they didn't listen to this radio show, it's their own damn problem anyway. But that's the plan. Random advances between now and Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific. That is when our rookie draft will be. That is what everybody voted on. The vote breakdown was like, it wasn't 100% of votes on that. I didn't go through exactly who these three or four people were that didn't vote, but I'm pretty sure it's the same people on every one of them. But there were people, like I said, that were indifferent, that voted on the draft time but didn't vote on the other two, stuff like that. But it was like most people wanted the draft Monday because they don't want to wait. Monday at 9 o'clock was like 14 votes. Monday at 10 was like 9 votes. And then Tuesday at 9 and 10 had a combined like 6 votes. And I think one person, maybe two people, voted Wednesday. That was about it. So it was going to be Monday regardless. It was just a matter of what time because nobody wanted to wait longer than that. Twice tomorrow. At what time of the day? I don't know. Like I said, they'll be random. They'll be for the most part, spaced out evenly because I want people who are out of town and people who have stuff to do on Sundays and it's the weekend. Everybody's got lives, like you said earlier. I want everybody to have a chance to bid. So I will space them out evenly, but I'm not going to give everybody a deadline or a time that they're, you know, going to know when it's going to advance. It's just not how I'm going to do it. Our last advance will be probably early Monday. When I say early, probably 9-10 o'clock in the morning Monday, and I'll leave it sitting on the last stage, which I think is the scouting stage. So that way, whenever people get home for the day, they can do their last minute scouting and prep for the draft to find, you know, whatever case may be. Plus, during that stage, you can do trades. Any trades that we've got, you know, approved or that need to be approved. People can send their trades through that involve draft picks and all that. So, about 2 minutes left. That's basically it. Once we finish the draft, about 10 minutes for every preseason week, so everybody can do their game prep and all that stuff, and then we'll advance through those. Like I said, every 10 minutes until we hit week one. Once we hit week one, we're back on regular schedule like we were before. So that's basically it. That's the breakdown. That's how it's going to play out. Like I said, everybody needs to be checking the rules on the website and on Daddy Leagues because I will update them on both. But everybody needs to be up to date. Last 60 seconds, Mr. Barnes, you got anything you want to throw in there? Any shout-outs?
Yeah. If you're not using Daddy Leagues, go suck some ass because that's a great tool for us. And I'd also tell you, I think Throde's going to win the Super Bowl next year. Shout out to Throde out in Texas. And I'm going to win more than 4 games. And I think Ruben's going to make a good run. And I do not. I'm going to call it now. Prince will not repeat.
I agree. It's bold because he's basically won every big game that we've had so far. But I agree, I don't think he will win again. But Ruben making a move will be very hard without Tom Brady. I will say that. And I don't hate you, Ruben. I know you're a drama queen, but I don't hate you. But I appreciate everybody listening. Thanks, Mr. Barnes, for for staying up late with me and chiming in on this radio show.
Suck it easy.
MLL or die is my my slogan.
Yeah.
Season 2 coming up really quickly. Everybody get ready.
All right, fuckers.